This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by PlockitPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with PlockitPocket.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I remember when it aired on Fox News at the time, it was bizarre, right after 9/11. It had like a 4 or 5 part series. It's on YouTube. Talking about Israeli intelligence, following the supposed hijackers, dancing on buildings, videotaping. I've even interviewed one of the cops involved in the arrest years ago, the white vans, all of it. And that's something that the film I produced, Fabled Enemies, covers. For exposing that, I was then accused of working for Israel. For exposing the U.S.'s liberty, being a false flag attack on our Navy and interviewing the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the captain before he died, the first mate, all of them exposing it. The anti-Israel crowd then said that was a cover-up for Israel, because they actually aren't the anti-Israel crowd. The main virulent anti-Israel groups are almost all FBI, like Hal Turner, as I told you he was, that came out. To not have criticism of Israel be legitimate, but to just be ultra-mindless so it doesn't ever affect anybody in Israel so they'll listen. Just actually very diverse viewpoints and ideas. There's big debates now about funding Al-Qaeda and Netanyahu endorsing it. And so it's not monolithic, just like Germany's not monolithic, Mexico's not monolithic. So it gets weird whenever I talk about the Pope calling for world government. People call and say, I work for the Catholic Church or something. Or because people always call and they go, what do you know about this? Because I've gotten the call many times and I know exactly what they're talking about. I've covered it. I made a best-selling film about it. As part of my cover-up, of course, being sarcastic. And really what it always is a way for also, not just the operatives, but other people to feel better than everyone else. Oh, Alex, he's an Israeli agent. Well, he lives in the same city as Stratford or whatever. And then, well, that proves it all. Nothing he does is good. None of it's true. Why, let's take him down, which is what Cass Sunstein, who I do think is an Israeli operative at the White House, said will infiltrate the new media and cause infighting. That's COINTELPRO. But I am more than happy to discuss the Israeli clear involvement with cutouts with Saudi Arabia, Pakistani intelligence, U.S., NATO. I just don't think it was only Israel. If you say Israel, it's all this global criminal cell that's in all these systems. Now, separately in those reports, Israel has one of the big contracts for a lot of the caller ID systems in the country to track calls and surveil. There's a major intelligence problem. And I point out that's how this country from every angle has been overtaken. Now, you got 2 minutes to talk about. Try to plug the name of the YouTube video so people can see it and give me your view on it.
Yeah, thank you, Alex, and I appreciate you talking about the Amdocs and Comverse companies that actually monitor.
Yep, we made a film about it. It's all part of our cover-up.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex. Basically, it's Israel Spies on U.S., Part 1. There's a 4-part series, and it basically just talks about how there were 60 Israeli nationals that were arrested in connection with the 9/11 attacks.
No, there's no doubt that the Israelis were, at certain levels, groups of Israelis, were working with the Saudi Arabians, the Pentagon. It was a very sick operation. Go ahead.
And you've enlightened me and opened my eyes, and I know that, you know, there's some people that are just going to say, oh, it was Jews and it was Israel. I know that's not the case. They were definitely working with other intelligence operations.
Because that's what happened. I mean, part of it was paid for by Mossad. The FBI was involved in the other part. Criminal cells in all the agencies, so they were all could be corrupted and all then blackmailed with the info. Do you know how blackmailed our government is for taking part in that now?
Yeah, I mean, it's wild. I mean, they're inclined to do things, especially on the House, in the Senate, basically all of Congress. They have to bend their knee to certain aspects or else they're not going to get financed.
Do you think of how scared members of Congress are? They all know it was an inside job.
And it's not just Israelis, you know, it's other aspects, other lobbies, other, basically...
Sure. I mean, that's my issue. I mean, if you just say Israelis, There's a whole bunch of different power structures in Israel. People don't even know which power structure that would be or subgroup. Like if you said the Vatican's doing something bad, what, all Catholics? No, it's certain... You have to identify the bad that's going on. I mean, they got Baptist churches, you know, calling for nuking the Middle East. I mean, you know, does it mean all Baptists or Christians are bad? No. It's just that there's this bad vein of stage...
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got loaded phone lines, and our guest is happy to talk to you coming up at the bottom of the next segment. If you'd like to talk to him, Steve Lane, we're going to go to Steve here in just a moment, but it just hit me during the break. The plan of San Diego during World War One was a German government plan, because Germany, when it was part of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, that it was during World War One, had actually run Mexico off and on for about 40, 50 years. And the Germans would send their royalty basically over there to control the country. That's why you get German-brewed Mexican beer like Dos Equis. It's why the railways down there are German-style. And even their signals and commands are German. Commands translated into Spanish. And the plan was by the Germans was to get the Mexicans to kill all white people, all white males 16 and older. And they launched the attack down in the Big Bend area and other areas. And it was 30 raids by Mexico into the United States trying to draw the United States out of World War One. It failed miserably, and then there were reprisals that were heavy-handed and vicious by the U.S. Army to the Mexicans in the area. But this has been going on for a long time. When the Marines went down to Mexico City, you know, the halls of Montezuma, and took over, going back in the middle of the century before last, that was because Mexico was all the way up in Colorado and areas of Oklahoma claiming they controlled it, which they never even had claims to before that, with Spain, and were killing U.S. Army teams. So that's where all this comes from. And now the globalists, the big megabanks that run Mexico, run the narcotics trafficking on record, launder the money, they are using the failure of Mexico, the 130,000 dead in the last 8 years, and Latin America below Mexico, below southern North America, Central and South America imploding into depression. The Caribbean crime levels are 4, 5, 10 times higher. The Bahamas are a war zone now of just criminal activity. It used to be safe. Other islands that were totally safe are becoming dangerous. The whole world's sinking into crisis. And I'm going to shoot a special report today that will air later in the week, maybe even next week, dealing with the accelerated global collapse. But I wanted to talk to Steve Lane first about that subject, what he would do on that front, and what he would do if he gets into Congress. But it's great to get him on because I know him well. I know he's a great guy, family man, you know, engineer, teaches construction at the university, Air Force veteran. And I know in the demographics he has a good chance of winning and getting into Congress there from the great state of Tennessee. So we're going to be talking to him in a moment. But think about this. We have our government being collapsed right now. And it's into the North American Union. It's not even Mexico. And it's total treason, and it's being done. And if this next wave gets in, all the others are going to come. It's not going to be hundreds of thousands. It's going to be millions. And Mexico is involved in a very aggressive action, not sealing their Guatemala border, working with Obama, this is on record, to bring the immigrants in on the, quote, train of death. These big trains every day, all the way up from Central and South America. As long as they don't get off, the illegals are not put in forced labor camps, as Mexico does, the New York Times reported. Mexico is conduiting this up, and the Border Patrol then gives them vouchers to go anywhere they want in the country. They're released. AP was forced to admit that today, and we'll go over that article. We'll get into the NSA. We'll get into the wars. We'll get into all of it with Steve Lane. Steve Lane, off and on, co-hosted a couple different shows, some of the shows that I hosted, like Freedom Report and others, was a frequent guest on my daily weekday radio show. And he's a veteran of the U.S. Air Force, served in support of Operation Desert Shield and Operation Desert Storm. He teaches building construction at the Tennessee College of Applied Technology in Nashville. And 2 years ago, he was awarded Instructor of the Year. Steve is currently a Republican primary. His district is overwhelmingly Republican, as in the state. They have supermajorities in both houses and have a Republican governor. He's running against Republican incumbent. I won't even say their name. Recently called one of the top 10 most valuable congressmen. He has recently endorsed by the Republican Liberty Caucus, and of course, that's who Steve's been endorsed by. StevLaneForCongress.com joins us, and we've got to get him elected to Congress. But I want to get him on, and again, we'll take your calls at the bottom of the hour, in a wider area to discuss the Tea Party in Texas and Virginia with Bratt and so many others winning, the next Ted Cruz, the next Rand Paul, the next Congressman Jones, the next Justin Amash. There are so many of these great people getting elected, and it's one of our only hopes. That's why the globalists are trying to accelerate the collapse of the country with Cloward and Piven, Obamacare, shutting down the coal power plants. What is Steve Lane going to do in Congress as a bully pulpit? I mean, I can't imagine what he would do in Congress. He would be basically a well-spoken, calm Alex Jones in Congress. He knows as much as I do or more. And he joins us, StevLaneForCongress.com. And, again, he is just a great patriot. I want everybody to get behind him. Steve, I hadn't seen you in years in person. We've talked over the phone many times. You've been busy up there with family like I've been busy down here. So much has happened. You heard me do that long intro. What do you have to say?
Do you realize it has been 15 years since we've been on the air together? I was thinking about it just before we went on. Somebody asked me that same question.
Amazing, buddy. Well, listen, let's talk about all the stuff we've been through. You're not just some new libertarian, Republican, conservative Tea Party guy coming along. You've been involved for about 16, 17, 18 years in the liberty movement, the proto-liberty movement. And let's get into what you would do as a congressman with all these issues.
Well, that's correct. Actually, I was thinking back, reflecting, getting ready for this interview, thinking about the first time you and I had met. I had heard you on the radio. I was working in construction at the time and heard an ad for you on KGFK. And a friend of mine and I, we wondered, is this guy for real? You know, does he do this just to get ratings, or is he for real? And you were appearing at the Downsized Government Conference. I'm sure you remember that. And took the trip over to Austin to see you in person. And people need to know you are exactly who you are on the air. That's the friend I've gotten to know personally. And they're not getting anything contrived. You're a very real person. And found that out very quickly, and I wanted to get involved. You have an amazing talent, Alex, for breaking through media conditioning and getting people to think independently, oftentimes for the first time in their lives. And that's exactly pretty much what you had done with me. I started questioning things from the mainstream media immediately after starting to listen to you and challenging those things. I just always accepted things that on CNN that they were factual, and found out through experiences getting involved in activism that it's actually the opposite. Very rarely does the mainstream media report things factually. They always tend to have an agenda, always tend to have a direction they want to take things rather than just presenting facts and let those fall where they may.
And for those that don't have the TV on right now, who aren't watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv or the free feeds at Infowars.com/show, we're showing footage of you holding the UN flag while I cut it up, because the state police said there was a burn ban, so we couldn't burn the UN flag as we did every UN day. So they said just cut it up with a knife, and it turned out to be more dramatic than burning it. We're going to play that clip coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, not only that, but as you recall, burning is the appropriate treatment, appropriate way to retire a flag. And I think in retrospect, I'm glad we didn't burn it. That's not the way to treat the UN flag. We don't want to treat it with reverence. We want to treat it with all the disrespect we possibly can.
We want to wipe our butts with it.
That wouldn't have made for a very good video, I don't think.
Oh, my gosh, it's some Michelle Obama toilet paper. Getting serious here, bro. It's all coming true. I can't believe that the patriots that woke us up were so right, like Ron Paul and those that came before him. Do you think we have a chance to turn this around because we did get a jump on him?
I really do. And if I didn't think we had a chance, obviously I wouldn't be running for office. At the same time, I think we have a responsibility to our kids and our grandkids. You know, I have six kids. I now have a grandbaby. I don't know if you know that. My 21-year-old daughter,
incredible.
Karen. Shout out to Karen, by the way. She just gave birth to little Emery, and beautiful, healthy baby. She was born 5 weeks early, but not a thing wrong with her.
Congratulations, brother.
Yeah. So we have a responsibility to them at the very least to try. We've got to be able to look back, regardless of what the future holds, to be able to say, you know, we got to be able to look them in the eye and say we did everything we possibly could do. And that's part of this. But in addition to that, no, I genuinely believe it can be turned around. It didn't get this way overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take years, if not decades. But I do see things trending in the right direction. You had mentioned some folks that have gotten elected, Justin Amash, Congressman Tom Massey, Raul Labrador. These are all guys that are moving things in the right direction. And you asked what I would do in Congress. I see my role as kind of two roles, actually. Number one, kind of a forward air observer. I think one of the ways to restore the republic is to strengthen state and local governance, and most importantly, self-governance. And I think one of the ways that we can do that is, as a congressman, I could see kind of giving our state and local officials heads up of what's taking place in Congress, so that they can be anticipatory with the things they do.
That's what congressmen should be. That's why the senators used to be elected by the legislature, so they were forward observers, but the 17th Amendment got rid of that the same year we got the income tax and the Federal Reserve 100 years ago. I think that's a great idea to say, since we don't have the Senate anymore, it's imperial, we should see our representatives of the House more like forward observers.
Absolutely, and we can help our state and local governments and the people kind of gird themselves against federal overreach. The second thing I think...
Stay there, Steve Lane, we're coming back. Steve Lane for Congress.com. Give him your Twitter account. I just tweeted you.
Oh, at Lane for TN, L-A-N-E-F-O-R-T-N.
All right, we're going to plug it when we come back again. Straight ahead, Steve Lane is our guest. He'd make a crackerjack liberty-based congressman. He's running against an establishment type. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with Rare Earth Deep Earth crystals, and the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Thank you. Come, you masters of war. Here they build the big guns.
Lane4TN, or Tennessee is his Twitter. His website, stevelaneforcongress.com. I think people should go there and support this guy, or you're totally insane. He's a great dad, grandfather as well. And it's, again, at Lane4TN right there. He needs to get a lot of followers. He's basically just now launching his campaign. I've talked to him for months about this. He's got the demographics to win. And the way they sell the incumbent is, oh, he's an establishment person like Cantor. He can get things done. We need senior people to bring back stuff to the state. The same Republican leaders that won't control the border. We need a rebellion, and we need to overthrow the Republican Party establishment and the Democratic Party establishment and elect grassroots people that don't want to suicide the country. Lane's website is stevelaneforcongress.com, and I want people to go there. I want them to volunteer, donate. I know that we're on, I don't know, like six stations at least, all over Tennessee, including in his district. So everybody needs to support Steve Lane. And bottom line, he'll educate folks in the campaign. But, Steve, you've got a good chance of winning. I mean, I'm endorsing you right here. I know people can go find your videos on YouTube, you interviewing Tony Brown, you name it, you know, just really eloquently breaking down the ideas of liberty 18 years ago on TV with myself. We're going to play a clip coming up of you standing right there while I'm cutting up the U.N. flag. But the whole issue here is, they're killing the country right now. Look at the Republicans are doing nothing about the border right now. Boehner and the rest of them. So we need to get you in there. But before you get to your second point, forward observer there for the states to return balance to the federal system. Before you get to your second point, tell us about why people should vote for you in the demographics. You have a really good chance of winning in the primary if our audience especially gets behind you.
Absolutely. You had mentioned earlier, I think maybe somebody typed it wrong, the incumbent I'm up against is one of the top 10 most vulnerable congressmen.
Yeah, that's what I thought. When I read that, I thought it was backwards because you told me he was one of the most vulnerable. And then I read that and thought, did Steve send us this bio? I apologize.
I might have mistyped it. But yeah, I did. But top 10 most vulnerable. He's had some controversy in his
past. No, I read it wrong. I'm looking at it again. It is top 10 most vulnerable. Anyways,
there's been a little controversy in his past. I think what your listeners would be interested in knowing is that Speaker John Boehner not only supports him, he contributed, his PAC gave over $5,000 to the incumbent that I'm up against. In addition to that, the current majority leader that took over for Eric Cantor, he's also contributed to the incumbent's reelection campaign. So these are big supporters of his. Daryl Issa is another one. You know, he is bought and paid for, I believe, by House leadership. And so I think that's almost reason enough alone to get him thrown out. As far as myself, why they should vote for me, you know, thank you very much for the ring endorsement. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm the exact opposite. I can't be bought and paid for. I'm a very issue-driven guy. I don't care if there's a D or an R in front of your name. I'm going to work with folks that will work on the issues of freedom and liberty and the Constitution. And as long as they'll do that, if they'll embrace those issues, I'm going to work with them.
I think it's fair to say you probably 99% agree with, say, a Ron Paul.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I got to say, I really like, it's funny, I certainly don't try and copy Senator Rand Paul or anything like that. But we're operating in parallel tracks. It's pretty fascinating. A lot of times I'll do things for, say, reaching out to new folks. I always say, you know, if you want to grow the church, you got to reach out to the unchurched. And so the Republican Party, I am in a Republican primary. You do have to choose a party. And the Republican Party most closely aligns with my personal beliefs. And I believe the Republican Party is trending the right direction, although I'm still not completely satisfied with where it's at. But we need to be reaching out to all sorts of demographics. And I see Senator Rand Paul doing that. I also see his willingness to not compromise ideals, but understand you don't always have to throw the 80-yard touchdown pass. You can chew up, you know, 3 and 5 yards at a time. So as long as you're moving everything the right direction, then I think that's the most important thing we can be doing.
A long segment's coming up. We're going to play a clip, get into some calls, talk about I want to be a forward observer, and I get in a hurry to get to somebody, and then I butcher bios. It was not you that sent it wrong. It's he's running against Republican incumbent recently called one of the top 10 most vulnerable congressmen. I was thinking of you as being most valuable, so my brain twisted that. And then you, Steve Lane, were recently endorsed by the Republican Liberty Caucus. I know the Ron Paul folks like you as well. RLC.org. People can see that. SteveLaneForCongress.com. Folks, you can go find his videos online. You can, he's going back 18 years working with me. I probably had dinner with him 50 times. You know, good friends with him, know his family. And I just, it's so great he's running for Congress. And he's got a super good chance of winning. And I just can't wait to be able to call up and go, Steve Lane, come on the show, Congressman, and tell us what's going on. It's going to be so exciting because we've already got so many other great congressmen and people up there. I don't get most of them on, even though I can, just because I don't want to get them a bunch of political heat.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Amanda Bolsel here from Midas Resources. Today, June 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,261.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,307.17, $653.59 for a half ounce, or $326.79 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,307.17, $653.59, and $326.79.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate.
And I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo's on my mind.
Cannot get enough George Strait, ladies and gentlemen. Amarillo by morning. Up from San Antonio. Another piece of Texas legend.
Amarillo by morning.
Let's hear a little bit more of that.
Up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got.
integrity, and I've got basic liberty. Again, folks, thank you so much for joining us. Well, that's not a way to end George Strait with it just cutting out. Again, folks, we are here and broadcasting worldwide. I really appreciate you joining us today. And we are talking to Steve Lane, my old buddy, who I want to get back on the show just for his commentary soon to talk about what's happening in the world. Don't forget, this hour is brought to you by the great folks at InfidelBodyArmor.com. So stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47, M4, 30-06, 308, more chromatic or ceramic armor. Stops six rounds. What about the seventh? Fits medium to XXL. Rated to level 3 armor. Made in the USA and owned by veterans, InfidelBodyArmor.com. The system does not want you to have this, obviously. Get it today. And then, also, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. The best quality storable foods. Last more than 2 decades. Non-GMO. Great customer service. All the other high-quality key preparedness items you need. Heirloom seeds, emergency survival food, water filtration, survival provisions. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And then, of course, InfoWarsStore.com. And, folks, when you're in person with me, I get wound up sometimes. But I'm usually pretty calm, except when I'm on air. But I get up here, and I'm covering all this news, and the border wide open, and death trains with people falling off from Latin America by the tens of thousands a day, and total bedlam, and highway checkpoints having my rights taken away, and NSA spying, and microphones being put on street corners, and it being announced by the Chicago Tribune. I mean, it's crazy. I get excited and get fired up. But it's good to have folks that are calm like Steve Lane out there running for Congress as well. StevelaneForCongress.com. Follow him on Twitter as well by going to that site. He has it right there on the front page. Volunteer. Tennesseans need to get behind this guy and get rid of the neocon. Because I know the guy he's running against, the incumbent, is associated with Cantor and all those blue bloods. Let's send them a message that the treason is starting to come to an end. StevelaneForCongress.com. I could not think of a better candidate for Congress because I know this guy so well. Talked to him on the phone a couple times a year since he moved to Tennessee 15 years ago. Right before he moved, he came over to the house and we had some iced tea and talk before he went up there, and he said he was going to get politically active up there. And, well, he's been doing that, folks, promoting true liberty ideas across the party system and helping try to restore the republic. I want to play a clip before we go back to Steve that they found on YouTube. There's a whole bunch of videos of Steve hosting different TV shows on YouTube and on TV with myself. But this particular clip is yours truly slicing up a UN flag on UN Day in front of the Texas Capitol. You'll see Steve Lane to the right helping hold the flag. Let's go ahead and go to some of this vintage audio and video of yours truly and Steve Lane.
We need somebody to come hold this flag while we shred it.
All right, let's all hold it.
We say to tyranny in the United Nations.
Get it, Alex.
Death to the New World Order. Get the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
We stand
for this country, and we will defend it. The United Nations is a tyrannical, authoritarian, propaganda arm and military arm of international control.
It's got to be about 97.
We refuse to submit. That's all that's going to be left of the UN if they keep pushing their lies. The loss of U.S. sovereignty has gone too far.
And now we see the border being collapsed. Got a little hillbilly music playing.
Get another one.
I'm wearing a shirt that looks like a 4th of July picnic tablecloth.
What's Jeff Davis said?
Oh, good old Jeff. We need to get him back on the show. Oh, my gosh.
New World Order.
That's enough. Get that off of there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I hadn't seen that in a long time. Steve, it's really fun, isn't it?
It really is. I could hear Mike Hansen in the background, too. You could hear him.
Oh, my goodness.
That's years of my old producer, for those the listeners don't know. Your listeners know Mike well, though, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm going to shut up now because I've been, you know, all gibber. I'm the same as I was 18, 19 years ago. Get into your plan again, what you would do in Congress. Start over at point number one.
Well, actually, a couple of things. You know, first of all, you always have the best bumper music. You always have had, and you're quite the crooner. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Your listeners don't know this, but I've been texting Alex pretty heavy trying to get him to appear at our our karaoke fundraiser. We're going to be having a live tent, which people can hear more about when we start really promoting it heavy. But if they'll just Google Liberty Karaoke, it's been taking place. This is something a
showing folks at Libertarians party like nobody else.
Yeah, there's a hometown guy here from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where I live, and he lives and works in D.C. now. And he just on his own, he likes to do karaoke at an Irish bar around the corner from where he works. And he just got this idea, hey, I'm going to invite some folks and try and raise some money for Justin Amash. And it was a smashing success, and it got a lot of inside the
bank. And now they say that's what got Brat most of his money, and the socialists are getting really mad. See, they don't want us to have fun. They want us all stuffy, you know, hanging around with a bunch of blue bloods. No, that's all over.
And you're right. It was just a lot of small donations, what it is, which is critical to campaigns like ours. And it's interesting you brought up Brat earlier. His campaign manager, Zach Werrell, and I actually are in the same graduating class of campaign management school at a wonderful organization called Leadership Institute. And so we've kind of had eyes inside that campaign. They employ a lot of similar techniques to what we're doing. We're not just trying to change who goes to Washington. We're trying to change the path to Washington. And by that, I mean, instead of the old way of you run for city council, you run for county commission, you run for state house, those effectively become farm teams for big government conservatives.
It's very exciting. You know, Steve, your Skype was great till we got you on air today. We're gonna go to phone right now. We're gonna call you on phone right now because it's degraded. That's Steve Lane. And Steve, anytime you want to fly down here, buddy, and be in studio, you can come co-host the show with me one day. How's that sound? Hell, we'll buy you a plane ticket if we got to. So get your butt down here to Austin, and we'll get you in studio. That way the audio and video will go out hooker by crook, or the water doesn't raise over Bear Creek, as they say. Water don't raise. You don't even say rise. Water don't raise over Bear Creek. I better watch it. I'm going to really start talking like a hillbilly, ladies and gentlemen. I see, I have to have my cultured, my British accent on here today for folks. But we're reconnecting with Steve Lane. By the way, just a plug here real fast. We have the new Molon Labe belt buckles in that I came up with the concept for and that our designers then basically helped finish. And they are kind of like cowboy belt buckles, but look a lot better. They're not as ornate. They're just very manly. We've got them in nickel bronze and in straight bronze, made in the USA, veteran company. And we're almost sold out of the George Washington belt buckles, and that's it for them. This is limited edition. These Molon Labe will sell quick. It's the same design as the Molon Labe men and women's T-shirts. Nobody has got a Molon Labe design this good, and these cost about half the cost of a regular nickeled pure bronze belt buckle, and they're numbered 1 to 500. The George Washington are almost sold out, ladies and gentlemen. And these Molon Labe will sell it very quickly. There's 500 of the bronze, 500 of the nickel-plated bronze. It's not actually plated. It's a different process. And it's just as good as it gets, straight up. It's a great conversation piece, and I now wear this belt buckle all the time. I don't wear cowboy boots probably 1 or 2 days a week, or I'm out, you know, out in the woods or something. But more and more I'm wearing my cowboy boots and wearing my Molon Labe belt. But you can wear it even with dress slacks, you name it. It's a great way to start conversation pieces. InfoWarsStore.com, all made in America, made in 1776.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And you don't just get some great apparel to meet like-minded people made in America. You fund a hardcore liberty tip of the spear that is setting the precedent, forcing the AP to admit the government shipping the illegals in and freeing them. This is seismic. Now Congress will be forced to act. They can't deny it. We're hitting them hard. Mid-air refueling, fund us today, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Go to SteveLaneForCongress.com. Now, I want to go to some calls, Steve, and I hope I don't know if I can go to your karaoke thing. You'll do it. That'll be important to do and be a lot of fun. Come here, we'll raise you the money, buddy. I will, you know, send folks to you that'll do that. Now, get into your planks right now. Start back over at number one.
Well, the biggest thing that I'm working on is we need to reduce our debt. We're leaving just the most crushing debt. It's unimaginable. Most people can't fathom what it means to have even $17 trillion in debt, and that's only getting worse. We need to just stick to the enumerated powers of the Constitution.
in order to do that. If you look at Article 1, Section 8, it outlines 18 enumerated powers in the Constitution. Most fall roughly into two categories, interstate commerce and national defense. And if we start moving things back to those enumerated powers, we can truly cut spending. I propose what's called the penny plan. You'll notice we use penny logo everywhere, everything we do, for a lot of reasons. One of them is the idea of not one more red cent in debt. The other one is Connie Mack, who used to be a congressman in Florida and tried to run for Senate but was unsuccessful. He had developed something called the Mack penny plan. Now it's just called the penny plan. And the idea is you freeze the budget in year one, don't spend any more, don't spend any less. Then in the four successive years, you cut one penny of every dollar out of the budget. And by year four or five, depending on which projections you look at, you end up with a balanced budget. So it's a very simple plan, something that everybody can understand. And if we get back to those enumerated powers, the Constitution, you know, shift that power back to the states and local governance, then it would be easy to do those kind of cuts at the federal level.
Absolutely. And we know you're on the penny plan, or you'd have a better telephone. I'm just joking.
Actually, hey, quick shout out to three people, if you don't mind. One, Cornerstone Computers. They were kind enough to let us use their internet connection. They actually...
Hi, Mom.
Have the most reliable. The second one is Deb Thompson, an amazing fan of yours, Alex. You have no idea what a huge fan she is of yours down in southern Tennessee, and a big fan of the campaign. And also Keith Ray, another huge fan of yours. He is trying so hard to figure out a way to get you here on one of the local stations. He's always lobbying to get that done.
Well, it's been happening. We're on like six or seven now in Tennessee, most of the major cities. Now let's shift gears. What would you do about the death trains? Obama clearly trying to bankrupt things to bring in total socialism, bankrupt the states, Obamacare, shut down the power plants, all these wars, funding Al-Qaeda, ISIS, opening the borders up. I mean, this is treason. The Border Patrol paying to give the illegals vouchers to ship them into the country. You get here, and the Border Patrol basically changes your baby's diaper, it heats the milk, and then it ships them deeper into the country. I mean, what would you do as a congressman?
You know, it's interesting. My opponent is constantly telling people that he's against amnesty, yet he voted for the DREAM Act in 2010, which, for those of your listeners who don't know, it provides the children of illegal immigrants with all sorts of benefits. And that makes the U.S. kind of a magnet for that sort of thing. But I have two ways of looking at immigration. Number one, there's the issue of controlling our own borders. That's a national security issue, one of the few just powers that can be authorized by the United, or excuse me, used by the United States. And that is, I think it's fascinating. We have troops patrolling the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, but our borders are effectively wide open. So I think the border has to be addressed first, border security, not just for immigration.
Sure, sure. But what I'm saying is you ought to call for the impeachment of Obama. Folks need red meat, and that's reality. People should be being arrested. The president is saying, come up here, and when they get here, the Border Patrol secretly is paying to ship them deeper and just turn them loose. They're not even holding them. We have them. They are definitely telling them to come to be voters. They're caught. Obama can be destroyed right now.
Yeah, and then the second part of that is once we've secured the borders, if we eliminate the welfare state, we stop making it a magnet for illegal immigrants.
Well, Steve, imagine if you had an Obama phone right now, it would work better than the one you've got.
You know, it's
he gave us a phone, he'd do more.
I heard a comedian say one time, if you elect Obama, cell phone coverage would get better. So that's pretty good.
I remember them saying, no, I know how Tennessee is, even a lot of the cities and stuff. It's very rural, big mountains, not a lot of internet, really bad cell phone. Very beautiful state, though. And you got plenty of firework resellers as shops and plenty of liquor stores.
You know, moonshine's legal here now. So we've always had it, but they just made it official. So it's a great place to live. And I really believe, I'm not just saying this, I really believe I get to campaign in the prettiest district in the state. It's the largest in terms of square miles. It's a big platform.
Well, you got great barbecue, Tennessee barbecue, Memphis barbecue. I love Texas barbecue, but my mouth started watering when I thought about some of that Memphis barbecue.
It's pretty good. I miss my Texas barbecue, but at least we have some Memphis-style barbecue to kind of replace it. So, yeah, it's a great place to live.
Well, I know why Memphis is the number one fattest city in the U.S., so knocking out San Antonio. I'd weigh 900 pounds if they had barbecue like that around here.
You know, you can see in the video, I lost 42 pounds about a couple years ago. I just started eating clean, eating right. I didn't eat less. took up boxing. I love it. Got a passion for it. I wish I could do it a lot more. Campaigning keeps me out of the gym, unfortunately. But so far, I haven't gained a bunch of weight, so that's good news, too.
We're going to come back and take some phone calls, and I'm going to string a piece of string up to Tennessee so we can talk to Steve clearly. Steve, your punishment for having a bad phone today is that you have to fly down to Austin, Texas, and be in studio and talk about issues with us.
I'll do it. Absolutely.
That's your punishment. Look, I'm serious. We wonder why the Republican leadership isn't going for impeachment now. They've got it on this border thing. Obama's been caught. They've ordered them to ship the illegals in. We've got ICE people saying they've been given the orders. It's nationwide. It's treason. And you need to run on that because people want hardcore. I know the political advisors will say, you know, just point out that foreign governments, you know, have us controlling their borders, and Iraq has better border security than we have in Afghanistan, and, you know, and we need to, you know, that's one thing the Fed should be taking care of. We know that, brother. The point is that Obama, instead of doing his duty, has lowered the drawbridge and is inviting people in and saying free tickets and free welfare if you can get here. It is an act of war against this country, brother. I mean, literally. So would you join former Congressman Barr when he gets back in? He says he's going to move for impeachment. Will you join Barr if you get in as a freshman congressman to impeach this tyrant?
Absolutely. I think there's plenty to go on. The Republican Party is in a weird position, and I want to remind your listeners that I'm running in a Republican primary. That the situation they concern themselves with is, well, what happens if you're trying to impeach the first black president? But I think
who cares? I don't care if he was green or purple or white. I'm sick of him.
Right.
And that doesn't work. He's incredibly unpopular with all of his minionship. And listen, here's the deal. They say, oh, he's unpopular. Let's run against that. He's going to destroy the country before then. Two more years.
Yeah.
He'll sage it.
His lawlessness can't be ignored anymore.
He'll stay. You know, your new nickname with that phone's Aquaman. It sounds like you're calling us from 50 feet under the water. Stay there, Steve. No, I'm having fun with it. I love it. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Your phone calls are coming up. We'll do some overdrive.
Every business owner knows how tough it is to get financing for their business. Whether the cash is needed for expansion, repairs, or growth, when you need financing, you need a reliable source. Banks are happy to hold your deposits, but don't bother to ask them for a business loan. For 10 years, Merchant Capital Source has been helping small businesses just like yours get the money they need. If your business needs as much as $250,000, Merchant Capital Source can deliver in as little as 3 to 5 days, even if you have poor credit. If you've been in business for 6 months and produce at least $15,000 in monthly sales, there's a good chance you'll qualify. And talk about hassle-free. We don't need to see your tax returns, financial statements, or business plans. Rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. Join the thousands of business owners who've learned the secret of using Merchant Capital Source to meet their capital needs. Log on to mccash.com right now for a free quote. That's mccash.com or call 800-296-0772. That's 800-296-0772. 800-296-0772.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hammond, my cousin that's been working with us as long as Steve Lane's been working with us, went over to the Big and Tall store. Walmart didn't even have 6X. Target didn't have it. 42,000 pairs, 6X for the illegal aliens from south of Mexico that bus up on a train every day. To understand, folks, you could wear this. I could wear this as a onesie, okay? I could wear this as a leotard. I mean, oh my God, we're being invaded by South American walruses. It's ridiculous. The government is shipping in 42,000 people. That's bigger than Jabba the Hutt. This country is so screwed up, man. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but it's reaching a proportion. If you're a radio listener, you can't see him. Oh my God, look at this. Oh God, I don't think I've ever laughed this hard on air. Oh my God, I mean, it's so ridiculous. So... Oh, my God. Excuse me. Oh, my God. Steve Lane, we got to go to some calls here. But have you heard about the sailing ship size underwear that Homeland Security is getting for the illegals?
Yeah, that is probably the hardest I've heard you laugh on air. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that was not a fake laugh, folks. I didn't mean to break down. They just walked in with these from the store. What do you make of that?
I don't even know where to begin. I mean... you know, obviously we tuned in before I came on the air to just make sure we had some continuity, but I was stunned. I've never heard of any such thing. It almost nothing surprises me anymore, though.
I mean, this is an... Oh, I love Obama! I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're fine. Hey, before I forget, too, one thing I know you asked earlier... You know, we talked about the BRAC campaign earlier, and you know, we're doing a lot of similar things. You know, they only raised $150,000, a little more than that, actually. You know, we're in the process of raising money, too. The way he did it was getting a lot of folks to donate just a little bit. And so, you know, if folks have heard anything they did today that they liked or seen anything they liked on the website, that sort of thing, I would be so appreciative if they could send 5, 10, or even 25 bucks. It's easy to do. You go to the Facebook page, click the donate button, go to the website, click the donate button. You can even, believe it or not, FEC allows you to send cash. You can send up to $100 in cash to our campaign PO box.
They allow us, because they also allow giant trains of illegals wearing giant underwear that an elephant could get into. Look at these underwear, though. This would be like a white matador cape. You ever heard of that?
Maybe they'll get some red ones next time.
Wait a minute. Anyways, well, La Raza's like the Klan, so maybe they can start wearing these. Like white sheets on their head. That's enough. But, great point, Steve Lane. Let's go ahead. He appeared on radio show with a man wearing underwear on his head. It's your presence, illegal aliens. It's racist if you're against me showing this, CNN. Let's talk to Mike in Louisiana. Mike, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Jones, future Representative Lane, congratulations on your grandchild. Can't wait to see you in office. I'm currently actively... campaigning for Colonel Rob Manis here, who is a libertarian-minded in Louisiana. I am an activist artist on the streets of New Orleans. And, Alex, I'm going to ask my representatives to send me some underwear. I desperately need some.
Hey, that's a protest. Call and demand that you be given free Greyhound tickets and underwear.
Well, I'm going to go.
No, mail them your soiled underwear. I'm sorry. All right, I'm out of control. I apologize. Great point, Mike. We're going to go into overdrive. Al, Brian, Chris, Al, and others. We're coming up. Infowars.com/show for the free video piece. Free station doesn't carry this next hour that's coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is some good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.